Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are you gay?
Geeky?
Just enjoy hearing your good Judy's dish about the latest in pop culture?
Well, then you're in luck.
The boys of Flame On are here for you.
In every episode, we discuss the topics that entrance us.
Whether it's comics, TV,
movies,
drag queens,
or video games,
we've got you covered.
So, if you're ready for your gay and geeky slice of pop culture life,
then sit back and get ready to
Flame On!
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. It contains content that may not be suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised. All Nerdy Show podcasts are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Discover the many ways you can join in at nerdyshow.com. All right, everybody, welcome to the 37th. Design episode for RPG From Scratch. I am your host today, Josh, and with me today is Liam.
Hello, other hombres. Are fans hombres? They should be hombres.
I think so.
They're hombres.
The moniker of hombre is unisex when it comes to gaming. We got a few things to talk about today, very nuts and bolts, which tends to be the case when it's just me and Liam. It's just some basic questions that people will have, that I anticipate having. We're trying to work out how skill checks work and how difficult something should be. And the first one I think of is sight.
Uh-huh.
Like, how far can you see? On a clear day, you can see miles.
Yeah.
On a clear day on top of a mountain, you can see 30 miles.
True, but can you make out anything of distinction to make decisions?
Exactly. So what is difficulty? Difficulty isn't based on distance for sight, because in this room that we're in right now,
yeah,
if I ask you to read something that is across the room, written small, you can't.
That'd be very difficult.
Right, unless you have really good eyes. Yeah. So how difficult something is to see is actually kind of up to the GM in any given moment. It's not really based on distance. It's not solely based on distance. There's light level. There's how specific the thing they're trying to see is.
Yeah.
And this is, by the way, we're not talking about searching. How difficult it is. Like, you, in other RPGs, you roll to search to see if you find something. This is just basic sight. You want to look around and see something. So in basic skill checks, if something is more difficult, let's say, what's easy to see? What's a skill check like?
News type in front of your face.
How about, Liam, can you see the door in this room?
Yes, I can.
Yes.
I don't think that should be a skill check even.
Right. You should not have to roll.
Yes.
If the chance that you might miss it, let's say it's easy to see, but you could miss it.
Okay.
So, not obvious.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's dark in here. Maybe there's a shadow casting over the door.
We'll talk about modifiers here in a second. Yeah. So, let's assume a brightly lit room, and there's a feature that's just not obvious. It is not hidden. It's just not obvious. It's not too small to see. It's just not obvious. 5? Or is that too high?
I think that's too high. I think 2.
2.
I think 2. Like,
well, because remember,
You need to be a space cadet. Miss it.
Well, you will always roll a minimum of 1.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking 5 because there's only 4 places on the die. No, 3 spots on the die where you could miss it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And if you have nothing in
that's
intellect.
That's true. Because that's a base 20.
Yeah. Right? Did I get that math right?
5 and up. Yeah.
So 4 and below. It's 4 places on the die where you wouldn't see it.
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
20% is fine.
Okay.
Because you also have modifiers.
Right. So not hidden, but not obvious. You could miss it if you weren't looking specifically. Do we want to go up by 5s, or do we want to make it more granular than that? I think 5s is a good metric.
I think 5s for the base. I think the modifiers get more complex.
Well,
I think there are certain modifiers that are enhancing each other. And there are other ones that the difficulty overlaps to such a point where it almost wouldn't matter.
Right. So I think nearly impossible is 20. Right. Let's plant that flag there.
Yeah.
Nearly impossible is 20, but if I've got an intellect of 4, the chance that I see it is much higher.
Yeah.
So we'll say well hidden or disguised, 20.
Yeah.
Well hidden or disguised. Difficult is 10. Hidden
is 15.
Is 15. Hidden or disguised is 15. Well hidden or well disguised is okay. Is 20. That
works.
Okay. All right. So that includes, let's say we're not in a room. Let's say we're on top of a mountain.
All right.
And we're trying to spot a bandit camp. We can use that same metric.
Yes.
From the direction that we're looking, let's say perfectly, everything's well lit and perfect. We're trying to spot a bandit camp. Is it disguised at all?
Or more like, is it in a glen? Do they have campfires?
Right.
Then it should be...
5.
Yeah, 5.
Yeah.
It's in a glen, but there are no campfires, and there are just buildings, and you're like, well, like, pretty sure.
Sure. Or it's got one of those nets over it that works like a ghillie suit.
I think that would be hidden.
That would be hidden, and if it perfectly matches its environment,
well hidden.
Right. So I feel like those rules apply. Okay, so now let's talk about things like, I think when a GM considers whether or not something is hidden, they shouldn't be... I think distance is not a modifier. I think from the character's perspective, how far away might change how well hidden it is.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't increase the difficulty based on the number of feet, except for if it could increase how hidden it is among the backdrop.
Or granular.
Right.
If it's text or a specific tick.
Right. Now let's talk about light. Okay.
Okay.
So let's say it's getting dim. Now I feel like distance is important.
Yes.
Right. So we're talking about an object that is not lit. So obviously a lit shines like a beacon. You know, if there's a campfire in the darkness, it's the only thing you see.
Yeah. That would have the opposite effect.
You'd right.
Like that there.
Yeah.
There
it drops it to zero. Like there, you literally cannot miss it. Zero is blatant.
Yeah.
5 is inconspicuous.
I like that. Yes.
Yeah. 5 is inconspicuous.
It's not drawing attention to itself.
Right. 10 is, well, let's go to 15 because 15 is hidden.
Hidden.
And 20 is well hidden.
Not obscured, not...
Obscured.
Obscured?
Obscured. Yeah. Because hidden implies...
Effort.
Yeah, you have to do that. But obscured, you'd be like, oh, I see the corner of that thing over there. You know, like, oh, it's... Somebody's standing behind the curtains and their feet are sticking out. That's a 10, right? You're like, it's obscured, but I can tell it's there.
Also, they're breathing and it's surprisingly loud.
So this should apply for hearing as well.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So now let's talk about light. Now, dimness. I don't want to get too granular in this.
No, me either.
Because if we say like morning, noon, dusk, total blackness, all this kind of thing, we can say the difficulty increases by, well, we could do levels of darkness. I like the idea that difficulty to see something increases by the number of spaces that it is away from you because of dimness.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I think with the way that darkness works in reality, the dimmer it gets, the field of vision you have is more obscured.
Yes.
Like, even when it's dark out, you can generally see 10 feet well.
Yes. That's what I'm thinking. It's like every two spaces, the difficulty increases by one. That's like dim.
Mm-hmm.
Or should we say every space, the difficulty increases by one because, no, I think...
Every two spaces sounds fine.
Yeah, let's say dim. Say one. We'll make a ratio. One every two spaces.
Yeah.
Dark.
Yeah.
Not black, but
dark.
1:1.
Yep.
And black.
Well, I wanted to put one more between dark and black.
Okay.
Because I just think like cavernous black is different than no moon out black.
Yeah.
I think it should be dim, dark, midnight black.
I like midnight as the image, but that's not the word.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could say black and pitch black.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. That works. Any reference to the movie Pitch Black is good with me.
So black is +2/1.
Okay.
So every space, it adds 2 to the difficulty to perceive. Just visually. We're not talking about audio. And then pitch.
Yep. 5.
I think.
5/1.
I would say 10.
I'm going to say.
You literally cannot see.
That's true.
Well, how could you see anything? That's the thing.
Maybe can't.
Let's do 10.
Okay.
Let's just do 10 because I feel like mechanically it's going to solve a problem that I'm about to bring up. So, let's now do this for hearing, okay?
All right.
Same difficulties, same degradation. We could say...
obnoxious?
No. So the only thing that would keep you from hearing something that is not trying to hide, okay?
Yeah.
Is the ambient noise around you.
Yeah.
Right? To pick out a sound out of that, or have it not be drowned out, right? So dim sound...
I don't even think this is dim. It'd be quiet is zero.
Right. I'm saying the equivalent for dim light for sound would be what word would we use?
Murmur.
Yeah. Ambient noise would be a murmur. Okay. And then if you're just out in public and there's a crowd. It's not a concert, it's nothing like that, and people aren't even that excited. We're just at a market, let's say. That's more than a murmur.
It's not a racket. Racket is higher.
Sure.
It wouldn't be a din. A buzz?
Buzz, yeah. Let's say murmur, buzz.
Racket.
Racket. And cacophony. Okay.
We just had a moment, and I loved it.
Okay. Same rules.
Yeah.
Here's the difference. There's no such thing as a torch that can extend the range of your yes. hearing. But that could be an artifact.
Yes, it could.
Okay. So now, I think the idea of torches now... creates an interesting mechanic for us. All it does is, I think it extends the range before those penalties start to apply.
Okay.
So let's give just a torch as a 30-foot range, and then it applies.
So in pitch black, you have a beacon in it, and then two spaces out, it's impossible to see anything.
Which is very real. Yes. Yeah, that's how it feels. And when it's dim, you're like... this is helping a little bit, but I don't really need it.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It's when you get to dark where you're like, this helps.
This is nice. Like this.
Yeah, this helps a lot. Because torches just aren't that bright, and they don't penetrate into the darkness at all. So let me write down a torch.
And then we'll use a basic torch. There will be exceptions to this item. Don't worry. Does the fire step 3 balls count as a single torch?
I think so.
Okay.
They're not brighter than a torch.
No.
They're just like they look like a torch, except they're slightly larger, they're a little ball. But they don't provide more light than a torch.
No, I was worried that you were going to say less, and I was like, oh.
No, I think they count as a torch. That's, you know, because the utility of them as a torch is just that you can move them.
Yeah.
Because everybody else can carry a torch. It's not an issue.
Hands-free is nice, though.
Yep. Well, and if you're going to maintain them outside of combat, you can only have one up, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're like, this is a scene... I'm going to stand still, and I'm going to create 3 of these to move them around to explore.
Light an area, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you're like, okay, well, we're going to get moving. It's like, okay, I'll have to drop back down to 1 and keep moving. I like that. I like those rules. I think they're simple. And GM, just having them written out will give GMs a good idea of how they should think about darkness and noise in a role-playing capacity.
Yeah. And again, like any role-playing game, there's enough wiggle room there to... make specific exceptions for whatever you need.
Yep.
Like, if you want to add granularity, hey, man, we're not going to yuck your yum.
Okay. So, I feel like we can use... I think stepping up basic difficulties by 5 is a good move in general. Yeah. I think that's just... modifiers on top of that are situationally dependent. But I would caution GMs against increasing a difficulty... for you to increase a difficulty of any specific skill check by more than 2, you need to be able to justify that this really complicates what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right? So if you want to increase something by 5, everybody should be able to agree, you know, that this is, yeah, of course it increases it by 5. This is really difficult.
He has hypothermia, 5.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, we're going to do a climb check, and you're carrying somebody. We're increasing this difficulty by 5.
You're covered in olive oil.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I might give a 10 on olive oil versus carrying somebody. I think it's probably easier to carry somebody than it is to climb solo with olive oil. Let's think of non-basic skill checks. Let's think of interactive skill checks, okay?
All right.
Not opposed skill checks like grappling or like trying to use an acrobatic maneuver to get around somebody or something like that. What about things like diplomacy? Because diplomacy, I think, is unopposed. Like, they're not trying to stop you from being diplomatic. You just need to see if they're receptive to it.
Yeah. Even in the situation that you're making an argument, usually you're trying to convince a third party between 2 argumentors.
Mm-hmm.
So the person you're trying to convince or convey the message to is usually receptive.
Yep.
That's their job as being part of that conversation. Yeah. No, I like that. And their disposition to you could hurt or help.
So just in using the same schemes, right? What do we think about using the same scale of fives, right? So zero would be they're already on board. Like, yeah. Here's the thing. You may not know that as the player or as a character, but the GM does.
Yeah.
Zero is already on board.
You make an offer or a recommendation, and they're like, that's exactly what I wanted to hear.
Yes. Five is receptive.
I would say agreeable.
Yeah, that's a good agreeable word.
I think receptive would be 10. Feeling neutrally. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 10 is receptive.
Opposed?
Opposed. That's a good one. And then 20 is hostile.
I would say combative rather than...
Same thing.
Yeah, but combative seems like they still want you to do it. Hostile is not over my dead body.
Well, I feel like in those definitions that you just used, mm-hmm. your version of combative is what I would think of as opposed.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Whereas I do think 20 is not over my dead body. Here's the problem, though. You could blow away the skill check with momentum.
Oh, yeah.
But 20 is a lot.
You'd have to blow a lot.
Yep.
And you could fail, and it could backfire, and it would be hilarious.
Already on board, agreeable, receptive, opposed, hostile. Okay, now let's think about things like intimidate. Here's the difference. They have a composure defense.
Yeah.
So diplomacy, you're not rolling against their defense. They're not. They don't have to defend themselves against your diplomacy. It's not that kind of interaction. But to intimidate somebody...
They can try and shake it off.
Yeah, or they may be so composed that it's just they're like, okay, that's fine, whatever. Yeah, I still don't care. And it is a passive thing on their end. They don't have to roll for it. Mm-hmm. So, for intimidate, I don't want to make it too difficult, but I think it should be stages of how much you beat their defense by, right? Like it should be.
So this isn't stages of difficulty. This is varying versions of success.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you beat their composure defense, let's say base level, we just like what's let's say the worst success.
Maybe they flinch, mm-hmm. or
they take a -1 to attacks and composure checks, and that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. How do we want to use the rule of five still? Do we want to do that for the first five and then the next five?
How high are our composure?
They start at 10 for PCs.
I don't know if we need the fives because that will go all the way to what, 35?
Yeah. Well, I feel like if you're fighting a Tarrasque, 35 is appropriate.
Oh, for their defense. No, but I'm saying this is for successes.
Yeah. So we'll say beat by...
3? You want to do 3s and then put 5 in because that's 15?
I almost feel like 2s is better.
Okay.
Because it doesn't scale.
Well, we're still hitting that roughly 20 mark.
Okay. So we'll say...
With 2s.
We'll do... this is diplomacy or convince or whatever. This is intimidate. Or what other...
Dom. Dominate.
Well, that you would still require intimidation, right? Yeah. So what other things would you do... Just an action you would do against their composure defense or some kind of defense that is like this? Because you wouldn't use this for...
Influence?
Yeah, but I feel like influence is in diplomacy still. All right. You know? It's that kind of blanket.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this isn't influencing. This is where if diplomacy or a conversation is being had, that is influence. Yeah, I think this is much more like dominance, effect, attack.
Bluff. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Their gullibility, right? And that would be against their intellect.
Yeah.
But we should use the same metric.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll say zero to...
Because tie goes to the runner.
Mm. Okay. 0 to 1 for intimidate. We'll say... Let me look at our conditions here. Because I think we have a shaking condition.
That should be down the list.
Well, I think there's a simple one. You know what I mean? That's like...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's way too powerful.
Yeah. I remember shaken being nasty. All of our conditions are nasty.
Yeah. That's a stage one condition. It's still a little too much. We'll say intimidate. They are startled, or
okay, I like that.
Taken aback.
All right,
startled should be next.
Should they lose? What do you want? That just lose a move or an attack action?
No, I think you got to beat it by more than that. I think they take penalties to them. So -1, to all D20 rolls.
Okay.
For one round.
Sounds good.
That's it. I mean, you'd still, it still has an effect. All right. And bluff, if you succeed 0 to 1, I think taken aback, maybe we can use the same language for both of these. It might work.
I think taken aback is more for bluff. That's to be taken aback by a bluff, you have to be...
No, you mean it's more for intimidate?
That, yeah, the whole thing. Well, you could be taken aback by a bluff, but I feel like that would be further down that would be further down the line. We're like, ooh, I am taken aback by your bluff.
Yeah, let's see. So bluff, we would say
something like cautious. Like you'd buy it, but you'd be like unsure
or no, doubting. How about that?
Like it.
All right. Let's say 2 to 3. 2 to 3 for intimidate. Taken aback. 3 rounds.
Okay.
Let's say all D20. Let's say and defenses. Bluff is doubting, right? Was the first one. Next one would be cautious but receptive.
Cautious is fine. You just cautious, say cautious. Okay. Like the first one is like, I know you did a magic trick, but I can't figure out how.
Yeah.
The second one was like, that was probably sleight of hand, right?
I don't know. I feel like the first one, doubting, is like... You're like, you're full of shit. I don't believe anything you say. And you're like, well, I actually did go to this place. And you're like, that I can't, I don't know that that's not true, but I'm still not, I cannot prove that that's not true. But I'm pretty sure you're still lying, but I can't be certain. Like, it's that kind of thing. 2 to 3 is cautious. It's like, I'm going to have to check.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check on that. Maybe we should write those down as examples of how they think. 2 to 3, 0 to 1, 2 to 3.
4 to 5.
4 to 5. Intimidate. We'll say cannot attack. Cannot attack you.
Okay. I like that.
So taken aback, 3 rounds. Cannot attack you. Same thing.
Yeah. Okay. Just stack them.
For 1 round.
Yes.
Bluff, 4 to 5. Cautious. Tell me more.
Indifferent. Just like, fine. Like, that was enough.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, okay.
Or just like, I don't know. Right? Like I don't, unsure.
I like that. Unsure.
Like debating. How about that?
Yeah,
like debating. And obviously the actions you take in the conversations that lead up to these can give you bonuses to their success. Like if I, in my first move of a combat, crit somebody and they're like, I'm going to try to intimidate the next guy. It's like, okay, you get a +3, you know, to your intimidate role.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, 5 to 6. Intimidate. Or no, sorry, 6 to 7. Intimidate. Drops their weapon.
Taken aback, drops their weapon.
Well, it's the same. So it's cannot attack you 1 round.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's better? I think cannot attack you or your allies for 2 rounds.
Okay.
6 to 7 and bluff would be instead. So we had debating. Now we could be, I'm interested. Like, interested.
Is this bluff to make you, like, to believe a thing? Because then would it just be like, indifferent, like yes.
How about, well, okay. Well, now I feel like the difficulty is so high now, we should start giving you...
Yeah, bonuses.
Right. Okay, so let's change debating to interested. Let's take 4 to 5 to receptive.
All right.
And we'll give like little quotes of like what that would sound like.
Mm-hmm.
And 6 to 7 would be actively...
Accepting?
We'll say receptive, like they want to hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
And they're considering it. We'll say considering. No, because that's cautious, right? Okay. And then 6 to 7 would be convinced.
Yeah.
Which doesn't mean they can still... That doesn't mean you're going to get what you want. Like, if you tell me, like, hey, man, like, let's imagine you're that guy at the fucking gas station.
Yeah.
Who's like,
and you're like, I totally believe you.
Yeah.
I also don't have the money. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. 8 to 9 for intimidate. Drops his weapon and flees. If you beat it by 8 or 9.
Route.
Yeah. Now, there are things that would increase the difficulty. So imagine intimidate. The combat's gone on for a while, and this monster has killed 2 of your teammates. And then you're like, I'm going to intimidate him now. And it's like, okay, you take a -10
because
you're non-intimidate. Like, he knows if you could have killed him up to this point, you would have.
Yeah.
But that's up to the GM. And then...
So more than convinced.
I think...
enthusiastic?
Well, okay, because I'm imagining you can do this... You can do a bluff in place of an intimidate sometimes, right? Like, I have a whole army behind me. You don't want somebody to be...
Would you believe...
Yeah, you don't want somebody to be enthusiastic that you could destroy their kingdom. But all these are reasonable. Like, we got convinced, and then we have to say, like, believer, or, like, true believer, or when you have somebody in your pocket, you know, or eating from the palm of your hand, you know.
Entranced.
That's good, but that implies an effect.
Effect, it does.
Indoctrinated?
I like that.
Like, that's...
Stockholmed.
It's going to take... It's going to... So, even if this person is your enemy, you've indoctrinated him in the sense that it's going to take a lot of convincing from somebody else to disprove what you've just told them. Okay. I love it. Okay. Taken aback. All right. Cool. I think that's good. 10 and above, man, who cares? You know, if you beat their defense by 10 or more, the best is still the best.
Yeah. Okay. And mostly this is just going to scale with defenses. And
defenses don't scale that
well
much.
I mean, negatives and bonuses, like, that's going to be the bigger
You're going to have situational negatives and bonuses. I like those a lot, actually. Okay, that really eases up a lot of busy work that we'll have to do. Right now
that's very clean.
I think so too. I think what we have for grappling works, but currently it's the only one that works that way, where
they do a roll, then they do a roll.
Yeah, you do opposed roles and see who wins. But I kind of like it because it makes sense for grappling.
Yeah,
but
I have no problem with it.
It's the only thing that works that way right now. Well, except for stealth, which currently works that way. But I feel like stealth shouldn't work on opposed roles. I feel like you should have to succeed on a stealth check relative now to how well hidden you can be.
Yeah.
And the GM determines, based on your role and the conditions, whether you fit into these categories: obvious, inconspicuous, obscured, hidden, well hidden. And then those characters have to beat their intellect or their perception or whatever you want to call it, their awareness, has to beat those difficulties to see you, because you're one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Because that way, if somebody's like, okay, I'm gonna disguise everybody, I'm going to pull ghillie suits on everybody, you guys aren't good at disguise, but I am, and I'll do that. And all you have to do is lay still, and there's no reason why your character can't, even though you are terrible at stealth.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody walking by would never see you, and it doesn't matter. Like, they don't have to roll against what you did. They have to roll if they can see something practically invisible.
Yeah.
And by the way, if they roll a 23 on their perception or their awareness, they do notice that something's wrong.
Yes,
and I feel like that's fair. That's a really good metric. Okay.
So I want to talk about diseases.
All right.
Mainly because I was sick this weekend on my only day off.
Oof. How bad was
it? After Thanksgiving.
Did you get the plague as well? Or?
No. It was just a cold, and I think it was just from, like, working, you know, 30 hours in 2 days after Thanksgiving.
Right.
So my first edition I think I would like to present is The Common Cold.
Okay. Now, what is The Common Cold?
It is... I think the last time I looked it up, it's just...
Rhino...
Yeah.
Something.
But I don't think we need to use that. It would be...
No, I'm just curious.
You get a cold. It's a rhinovirus.
Rhinovirus, yeah. This is Wikipedia. Just looking at it to try to get an idea of how it works. It's over 200 virus strains.
That just functions similarly, but there's enough of them that you can get it a bunch.
So the throat, sinuses and larynx, coughing, sore throat, runny nose, sneezing, headache and fever... 7 to 10 days.
Yeah, but the symptoms generally don't last that long, or at least severe symptoms don't.
Right.
I think that's its transmission period is 7 to 10 days.
Could be.
And I am unprepared to talk about transmission as a mechanic.
No. I'm not. Yeah, worried about that. I'm just thinking of, like, the effect it has. Right.
I would say it would give you -2 to all out of combat skill checks. You're less sneaky, you're coffee, and when you're not in the moment, you're not there.
Mm-hmm. But even intellectual ones where it's like,
yeah,
would I know how to do this?
You're foggy.
Okay.
It takes a bit of extra time.
I like that.
The only thing is, I don't think it should apply to combat because
you can pull it together.
You can pull it together for a bit. And a couple of times, to like in a day, you can pull it together. You can get up and be like, I need to go to the store and be fucking normal for a minute.
Well, not to mention, if you have the common cold and adrenaline pumps into you, your nose starts running and to clear itself.
Yeah.
Like you heat up and you're able to move. You're less achy for that moment and then you pay for it afterwards.
Yeah.
-2 to all skill checks out of combat.
And I don't know what the duration would be, but I feel like if you rest, it should vastly reduce the amount of time that symptoms present. But if you have to keep trucking through it, it lasts longer.
Well, let's say 7 days. If you don't,
I really think that's the transmission period and not the major symptoms period.
Well, major symptoms, but it okay. So this is what it says about the common cold. If we're going to use the common cold as a base, it just says people usually recover. Oh, sorry. Signs and symptoms may appear less than 2 days after exposure. People usually recover in 7 to 10 days, but some symptoms may last up to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a week
is fine.
All out of combat skill checks. Well, actually, I think if you're climbing, you can suppress it, right? Like, it's not combat, but it is like a life or death scenario. You know, like something like that. So all non-physical skill checks.
Okay. No, I agree. Yeah, because you can well it up in you. If the muscle is there, you can do it. You can find the focus.
Yeah.
It's just after you're done, you're like, I need to lay down.
Yes.
Also, maybe your non-combat movement speed should be impeded more.
Your movement speed.
You just can't. You can't march. You can't truck. If you're not on a cart, it's rough.
Well, the idea of marching is that you won't have to rest as often.
Mm-hmm.
So what if we make resting the thing, right? So like
you just require rest?
You need to rest for 1 hour every 4 hours.
Mm-hmm. I like that. And for combat, you chop off a half hour in between that rest.
Oh, and this is getting a little more complicated.
A little more granular. Yeah, then let's not deal with that. Because also, that probably won't come up a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. How about for every 12 hours that you go without resting, it extends the duration by a day.
I like that.
I feel like that's enough.
Yeah.
I don't really need to get... It's never going to get so bad you'll die. I mean, like...
It's just shitty.
Yeah.
And it's never a point where, like, if a dragon pops up, it's probably not going to be make or break. It's just after it's done... How angry or dead are you?
We'll say without a full rest, even though we don't have a half rest mechanic. And there's no treatment.
No, you just got to muscle through it. You might be able to, if we ever go into full medical things or we want to bolt on more medicine, you could treat symptoms and deal with it better. But let's not go into that right now.
The symptoms wouldn't affect the duration.
No.
They would just alleviate them for a period of time.
Yes. All right. Next, flu.
Oh, God. Well, okay, you can die from this one.
Yes.
Okay. So let's look up influenza.
Although I would say, historically, classically, as an adventurer, as someone who might not be in peak physical condition, but someone who's more than capable, dying of it would be incredibly rare.
Yeah, you would have, the conditions would have to be very poor.
Yes.
Yeah. Which you could, that could happen.
That could happen.
Yeah. So influenza, commonly known as the flu, is an infectious disease caused by the virus, mild to severe symptoms, high fever, runny nose, sore throat, muscle and joint pain, headache, coughing, and feeling tired. They begin 2 days after exposure, and they usually last less than a week. So we can put a shorter duration. We'll put a 5-day duration on this one. The cough, however, may last for more than 2 weeks, which I don't feel like should mechanically matter.
Matter, no.
Yeah. In children, diarrhea and vomiting, complications may include viral pneumonia.
Yes.
And secondary bacterial pneumonia. Ugh. Sinus infections worsening of previous health problems such as asthma or heart failure.
That's what killed people during the 1918 flu.
If you don't rest, we'll have the same thing, right? If you don't rest or eat for 2 full days, you can start to develop pneumonia.
Which is a different thing that we'll deal with.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll say -3 to all out of combat.
I agree.
Actually, let's do -2 to all D20 rolls. Because
Including combat.
Because flu for sure. Yeah.
Different. I do want to add this mechanic to it, though.
Okay.
If you do contract influenza, you should get, I think, D6 plus 6 immunity months, where you just can't contracted again.
Is that real, though? Does that happen?
Yeah. Mostly it comes in, mostly influenza comes in. There are multiple strains. It's why the vaccine works, is there's only a couple that really get.
Here's the thing, though. Medicine, treatment of symptoms.
Yes.
Does dramatically reduce your risk of complications in this, where it's not the true for the common cold.
Yeah.
Okay. So negative two to all D20 rolls. Let's say 48 hours without food or without rest. It can be either or.
Yeah. And or.
Yeah. I like that. And or 50-50 shot of getting pneumonia.
That seems high.
48 hours.
From even most pneumonia cases, that's high.
Yeah. I don't know. Just thinking of the flu, like when I've had the flu.
I would say 20.
I didn't go 4 hours without rest or.
You'd still, as the person that you are, probably survive.
Yeah, but.
And not get pneumonia. It would be very hard.
I probably still survive pneumonia.
Yeah.
But.
Getting pneumonia even from the flu, if you're not elderly or a child, is hard.
Well, unless you're malnourished and you've been adventuring.
True.
For 48 hours straight.
All right.
Right? Like, that's an extreme toll on your body.
Okay.
But you might have somebody who can do medicine checks to alleviate your symptoms. Progresses.
Well, I think pneumonia could be its own thing, too.
No, 50% chance of contracting pneumonia. Yeah. And pneumonia does not have a fixed duration.
Nope. You have to get it treated.
Yeah. You have to get it treated, or you just need to rest. You need to rest till it's over. Okay.
Also, I don't believe that any of these diseases would be unlikely to survive. Like, I feel like a lot of these diseases have been around.
Pre-humans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so before we move on to pneumonia, so I think the flu's duration is fixed. It's 5 days, period.
Yeah.
Medicine, what does medicine do for you? Medicine reduces the symptoms for a number of hours?
I'm not even sure it would reduce the symptoms. I think it would just make the likelihood of the pneumonia proc less. You're being taken care of, that becomes reduced.
Well, I think, so it's 48 hours without food or rest.
Okay, yeah, so then
it's, not even it's a 50% chance of contracting pneumonia. So you could be at the beginning of having the flu, and immediately 48 hours, you have pneumonia and the flu.
Yeah.
Or it could be at the end of the flu, and you get pneumonia. The flu's over, but you still have pneumonia. So I know we probably have some disease pathologist listening who's going to be reaming us about our understanding of diseases, and it's well deserved, I'm sure.
Yeah, but also you design diseases for a game and don't make them so incredibly up your own ass that they are ununderstandable by regular people.
Yeah, don't make them Starfinder.
Please don't.
So 50% chance of contracting pneumonia, but medicine, let's say, reduces the penalty by 1 for 8 hours.
I like that.
Okay, 15 check. How difficult is the medicine? Well, no, I feel like this isn't difficult.
This is a common enough. It happens once a year.
Yeah,
everyone deals with it.
Anybody trained in medicine, this is definitely one of the things they talk about.
Yeah,
like they know how to splint a limb and they know how to treat the flu. So, medicine check of 10.
Not regarding complications, which your GM will discuss with you.
Let's do 12 hours.
Okay,
makes it easier on the players to track. It's half a day.
Yeah.
All right, let's do pneumonia, and I think that's going to be the last disease we'll do for today.
Yeah. Also, that's a big three right there.
Yeah. Common cold, the flu, and pneumonia.
Let's look through pneumonia real quick, just to make sure there isn't something other that we're missing that is much more terrifying.
Okay. Inflammatory condition of the lung affecting primarily the small air sacs known as alveoli. Typically, symptoms include combination of productive or dry cough, chest pain, fever, and trouble breathing. Severity is variable.
Okay.
Usually caused by an infection with viruses or bacteria, less commonly by other microorganisms, certain medications, and conditions such as autoimmune diseases. Risk factors include cystic fibrosis.
Fuck.
Chronic obstructive pulmonary. Well, these are risk factors that can cause pneumonia. So let's move on. I mean, smoking, obviously, caused by a wide array of problems.
I'm looking for duration.
Oh, yeah. No, see, that's the thing I think is, for pneumonia, I think is unfixed.
Oh, you have to get it taken care of or rest?
Yes. So I think pneumonia just persists unless... Let's create a length of 3 days.
Okay.
Okay, so pneumonia, 3 days. It gives you the shortness of breath condition.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look that up real quick. Oh, we have pneumonia as a condition already.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, is it just shortness of breath? Insane?
It's half damage.
Okay.
Attack action to move. No bonuses from your attributes.
All right.
I feel like you just get... it's pneumonia, by the way, is already 1 week in our stage three conditions.
All
right. I feel like let's keep that, right?
Yeah, but I want to say that to contract pneumonia, you need to get it through having another disease, because apparently that's true mostly.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you don't just... well, or like you could half drown.
Yeah.
Come out, and the problems that inhaling seawater caused to your lungs gives you pneumonia. Yeah. It's from some other thing. So we'll just say the pneumonia condition.
It just seems very rare that you're running around, nothing is wrong with you, you get pneumonia. Seems like not really a thing.
No. You have pneumonia. It's a 1 week duration. Let's say a medicine check of 15 mm-hmm. reduces it by a full day, once per day.
I like that.
So day one, somebody just kills the medicine check, right?
Six.
It's down to 6 days. Day two, down to 4 days. Day three, you're done.
Yeah.
You know, you're done by the next day. If they nail all three medicine checks, I feel like that's appropriate, right?
Yep.
Okay. But it sucks. Like, you cannot move without spending an attack action. Yeah, you're dying. Every day you go without resting extends the duration for 1 day.
Oh, I think longer. I think 2 days.
Oh, okay. That's brutal, yeah. I feel good about those. I don't know the situations where a GM is going to punish his party with those. It'd have to be very specific.
I'm saying in a city filled with plague.
Oh, that's true.
Like
exposure and stuff. Plague is its own thing, though.
It's also harder to get if you know how it works.
I feel like we've made some really good nuts and bolts progress on this episode. I'm very happy with especially the stuff we've done for skills here. I feel like we can really move forward with that and kind of apply that blanketly to a ton of things. So I think that's what we're going to call it tonight. Let's put a feather on our cap for those ones. Add them to the rule book, and we will see you guys next time.
Love you.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. We're going to be having a lot more content available in different mediums here soon. Keep an eye out. We'll make lots of announcements over our Twitter, which is Homebrew Hombres. That's how you can find us on the old bird app.
You can find our Patreon page at patreon.com/RPGFS.
And we've got something for you at every tier on that one. So check it out. There's going to be a lot more to announce soon.
You can find us on Instagram at RPGs from Scratch. All one word.
And we are also on Facebook at facebook.com/RPGFS. Or just Google us on any of those things and you will find us. So thank you everybody for listening. And until next time, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.